Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Below Deck After Show is finally here.
You've heard us talk about season 8 thus far, from Chef Rachel's blow up over missing caviar to Shane Sunshine Coopersmith's missteps on deck.
Now we're going to hand it over to Captain Lee and the crew to hear what they really think about what went down aboard My Sienna in BravoTV.com's exclusive season 8 After Show.
The Below Deck After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel, and we'll be bringing them to you as podcast episodes every Sunday.
Let's get into it.
Francesca, you have a little disagreement with Rachel over the condiments that were, you know, supposed to be brought to that lunch.
Fancy.
Did you guys bring ketchup and all of that stuff too?
No, you were going to bring all condiments.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought you guys were bringing it. I just said I'd bring my own condiments. Horrible air job.
Yeah, I asked her if she was bringing the condiments. She said yes. And then I was like, okay. And then I get there, and then they're not there. And so then, of course, who gets blamed? Me. So, like, what the hell?
What did we forget on this trip?
Apparently we forgot tomato sauce.
Well, she said she was going to bring the condiments, and then she just shifted the blame onto me.
Oh.
I don't really understand that whole situation because it was very simple. Who's bringing the condiments? Rachel. Okay, Rachel's bringing the condiments. Okay, no problem. Okay, get there, no condiments. Oh, it's Francesca's fault. Oh, okay.
Normally what ends up happening is we have lists of the basics that needs to come out from deck department, which coincides with interior as well. So there's a lot that goes into it, but it just seemed as if there was no organization, you know. I mean, sunscreens, a lot of things just didn't unfold.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things left to air, especially with like the watermelon and stuff like that. I mean, just a whole bunch of things happen. When it gets to the point where tasks are not getting accomplished that are impertinent, that's where it comes from the top down.
I know I did the right thing and I'm doing my job properly. And, you know, there's nothing more I can do. I'm not going to sit there and have a, like, you know, there were guests around as well, and or they were just coming. So I didn't want to, like, you know, have a freaking fit about her.
Rachel was like, did you bring this tomato sauce? And Francesca's like, no, it was your job to bring this tomato sauce. So it was, I don't know, had the genius idea to be like, hello, there's like a little snack bar across the way. Maybe they'll have some tomato sauce.
Do we run over to Stingray City to see if they have any ketchup? They must do.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. Would be great. Izzy, thank you. Good solution. Oh, my God. Izzy, you are freaking a lifesaver.
I kind of thought that Francesca would be passive aggressive and be like, oh, you know, about me, like, stepping in. But, yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to think on your feet. That's what yachting is. You got to think on your feet. And the snack bar had tomato sauce. They were very nice. I offered to pay and they gave it to me for free. I was like, you're so kind. But that's like the Antiguan thing. Like, they're all very hospitable people. But yeah, that's the thing with the interior. It seemed like there was a real lack of communication, and tomato sauce gate was like, you know, one of those prime examples.
So Rachel, this season we see you open up about your relationship with your boyfriend Vincenzo.
How's it going? Are you fine?
Yeah, I'm good. We're off and running.
You sound happy. That makes me happy.
I love you.
And unfortunately, we saw some moments where you expressed that you were having a hard time being away from him.
I want you. I love you. I miss you. I want you here. I don't want to do it.
He doesn't work in yachting, and I work in yachting, and he was very, very understanding about the time away, understanding my career, respecting the career, and it was very difficult to be away from him, and the uncertainty of everything. So, you know, it's hard to be away from your partner that you love so much, but it also helps when that partner is very, very understanding, and, you know, you keep that line of communication together. So it really is important.
So how is your relationship today now that you're off the boat?
We're not together anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it took us 5 months to get back together, well, to see each other again from the start of filming. He wasn't a very big fan of me going to film. And it took me 21 days at sea to get back to him. And then before I knew it, it was done. So I said, you know what? C'est la vie. That's fine by me. If you're going to do it now before we're married and have children. So I'd rather just clean start. It's actually been a wonderful experience. So nothing's been bad. Get a beautiful little apartment I love. I'm here in a good area where I can work on boats, and I'm signed on to a boat. So everything works out perfect. And I'd rather it come out in the wash now than later on down the road.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Just decombust, you know? It's like we got to figure out how to navigate it.
Exactly. I mean, you can't fall apart at the seams. You got to keep a positive attitude. You know, like I said, I dealt everything with sarcasm. So, I mean, I'm good to go.
2021 is looking up, which means there should be plenty of new opportunities for you to grow your business. Whether you're shifting business hours or hiring more remote employees, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. When you're ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can find the right person quickly. And to lend a helping hand, your first job post is free. LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with more than 30 million members in the UK. And now you can do this all from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. When your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job for free. Just visit linkedin.com/reach. Again, that's linkedin.com/reach to post a job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
So Aisling, we see you bartend for some guests who don't want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Another drink for you?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
What do you think about these two going together?
Oh, gross. And he's chugging it.
Full to the top in this glass.
No.
Both the boys have been drinking like 11 o'clock earlier that day. But of course, they're on a super yacht. They can do whatever they want. They can have whatever they want, whenever they want. So I'd fed them heaps of alcohol. And it got to a point in the night where Daniel, I noticed, became like beyond drunk, to the point where I was like, okay, James was on late with me. And I was like, James, you need to just keep an eye out and back me up.
I was a bit annoyed at Ash at that point because I knew Ash was very work focused and she loved her job and everything. But then Ash was like, we need to go to bed. We need to be up early. We need to be doing this. And I'm kind of in the mindset of saying, like, so what if we only get like 3-4 hours sleep the next day? Like, he's come on this yacht. How often does he get to go on yachts? That's probably a lot. Yeah, probably a lot, to be fair. But like, you paid all this money for a yacht. Like, everyone's going to sleep. You want to stay up and party, which is kind of what I was like after like the first couple of nights out. That's all I wanted to do. So I was more than happy to just stay up with the guy, talk to him, and he just carries on drinking, and like, I'll just look after him. But Ash was like, no, we need to put him to sleep. So to be fair, that kind of annoyed me.
Would you like one more Hennessy?
Shot and double shot.
Please. Take a shot. Can I have a quadruple shot then? You're serving them too slow. One more big one.
He has drank this much Hennessy.
That's impressive, yeah.
James was seriously no help. James was like getting in with them, like being like, yeah, Ashlyn, can you make a drink? I'm like, James, shut up! I'm like, just go and shabby something outside and clean the deck, like.
You even kind of tell a little white lie that the hot tub is it's out of order.
I'm going to go mind my own business up in the hot tub. I'll see you guys in the morning.
The hot tub is out of order.
He just wanted to get in the water. So I said, oh, no, it's not going to be warm. So because the engineers have already turned it off, which they hadn't. But I was only trying to care for him and making sure, you know, if he were to drown. So I just took my initiation and said no.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is.
Because it's the charter guest, the primary charter guest's son. I think you did the right thing, you know. You've got to play it by ear every situation. You know, you couldn't have, you know, been a lifeguard up there at the bloody spa.
But at this point it was like beyond 1:30. I'm like, okay, like, And he's like, the hot tub's hot, you're a liar. And I'm like, oh,
I'm gonna go up one more deck.
Sure.
They're lying to me. Some of the hot tubs is raining. It's full, perfectly hot.
He like literally told me like, you're mean, you're horrible, you've wasted my holiday, all this stuff. And I felt so guilty, but I'm only caring for him. Like, I just want to go to bed. I know that's like a big no in the yachting industry. Like you go to bed when the guest goes to bed. But these boys were young. They'd been drinking all day long. More than half a bottle of Hennessy, one of them consumed. Like at the end of the day, I think the person that's actually handing over the liquor or the alcohol and notice that the person's consumption has gone too far, they should be able to, you know, take control of that. And I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing. You're only looking after their health. And if they were to jump off overboard or anything like that, example, Dolores.
To me, I think I was in the mindset where the more he drinks, the more chances he's going to fall asleep and we can obviously call it a night for obviously Ash's sake. But I wasn't too bothered. Like, I could say if Ash wasn't there and it was just me and this guy, I'd be like, right, carry on drinking, have fun. Let's see what else we can do on this yacht. But I don't know. You almost feel like you're under Ash's supervision at that point.
Honestly, I think if anyone should have been the chief's chew on that boat, it should have been Ash. Because she is like, good communication, like clear, direct, concise, like good leadership, good management. Like she's owned her own business. Like, yeah, she's like she's a workhorse. She knows how to get shit done.
The charter with the seagull charter guests. Captain, yeah.
Dave and
Jackie. Queen of Versailles. It's your highness.
Jackie, what you wearing your sash? I didn't know you was a beauty contest.
I've worked for some, you know, really wealthy people. And, you know, some of them like being called sir, some of them like being called by their first name. You never know. So it's sort of like, I don't know, I just threw it out there. I thought it would have been a laugh if we all had to call her the Queen of Versailles all the time.
So welcome on board.
Some people know me as the Queen of Versailles.
Would you like to be referred to as the Queen of Versailles or Mrs. Siegel?
Either way.
Okay, no problem.
Excuse me, Queen. What would you like to eat today? Yes, your master.
No. They're worth billions. I mean, they built this Versailles house and ran out of money, so God knows how much they actually have. Like, go on about how much money you have and flaunt your cash. Like, you know, she got, so, oh my God, this is like my Versace, like, inflatable tube. And I Googled it and it was like $300. And I was like, you're paying $300 for something. Like, do you really want to be bragging about that?
Good job.
This thing is so extra.
She even gives you all the women of the crew tiaras at one point during the charter.
I know.
It was so cute.
What would the Queen of Versailles be doing without her princesses around?
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You could all feel like royalty.
Exactly. Somewhat.
I really like her. I really did. I liked her and David both. I don't know, maybe it's because we shared the same tragedy. But to see where they were after what they've been through. Yeah, I know. The whole Versailles mansion and all that stuff. I don't know. What is it? 100,000 square feet of one home?
Yeah.
It's something just totally outrageous. But they still get it in spite of that. And I just, you know, especially David, and you just really have to appreciate all the things that he's done since the death of his daughter that are truly remarkable. The amount of lives that he's affected and effectively saved. Yep, they get a tip of the hat from me.
For more from Captain Lee and the crew, head to bravotv.com and sign up with Bravo Insider to get exclusive Below Deck After Show content.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the